My name is Bill Baker. I'm here from Occupy Mansfield in Mansfield, Ohio. I was nominated by the group to come down and speak on the fracking industry, basically, the situation that we've got going on in Mansfield.
So tell us about the issue of fracking. Are some environmentalists overreacting? What's the big deal here?
You know what? I'm going to be real direct. I think some people are overreacting. I think it's important for individuals to empower themselves by fact-seeking, and not by the lobbyist groups that the gas and oil company has, but to look for solid information. A good place you can find that, it's quite concise, is the SGEIS revised by the state of New York. Covers the whole industry, the wastewater chemicals. It's over my head, but I can go there for reference and actually learn about both sides of the issue.
How does this? I see your hat. It's a red ball cap that says Occupy Now.
Well, I've been involved with Occupy Mansfield since we started in October, and our second action was a zombie occupation, and the hat is left over from that. We made these and handed them out. We collected food and money for a local women's shelter at that action, and we've started out real small in the community looking at the issues of our area. We also had an action where we supported small businesses, and then a lady came in November about this fracking issue, and we started investigating it, and the group decided to take that on as an action, basically to inform the public and let them make a decision. Love Occupy, it's about empowering individuals to take action.
How do you think the issue of fracking ties in with the Occupy movement?
I think that corporate America, in their frenzy to get rich, has snowed us over and pushed this industry on us without really guaranteeing us a safe environment and good jobs.
Do you think maybe if some Americans look around and maybe expose themselves to media sources outside of the United States, that we might see that there's a bigger world out there, in a lot of ways that we're misled to think that we can't do things in this country when we actually could? A gentleman I spoke with from Youngstown, Ohio, a few minutes ago said that in Germany, they're actually making significant strides toward alternative energy.
I'm in full agreement. This is a worldwide movement, and a big part of it is renewable energy and thinking about each other globally. Not just our selfish little world in Ohio, but in the broader scope. What impact does our corporations, our military aid have on other countries? The power of Occupy is that we've reached out to small countries around the world. We've had actions, candlelight vigils for Bahrain and other actions that have tied us together spiritually. This is a spiritual revolution, and I don't think the 1% can stop that, personally.
Conservatives would say that's kind of unpatriotic, but my response as a progressive would be that it's an enlightened form of patriotism to take a broad interest and see how our foreign policy affects the rest of the world and how we have a stake in what goes on all over the planet instead of having a narrow view of just what happens in our own country.
You know, I am not a political person, and when I hear something like that, I would challenge anybody to say that I am not a patriot. I love this country. I love what America is about. But being a patriot doesn't mean that we go along with the strongest arm. And it's we're global now. We're all over the world anyways, and we need to think of the broader scope.
Some people point out that renewable energy is actually a misnomer, that renewable isn't really as renewable as we think, that solar panels, for example, take a lot of resources, a lot of rare earth materials, and there might be other downsides to the batteries for hybrid cars, for example. One term that I try to use is alternative energy, that maybe renewable isn't the best term for that. Have you thought of that in terms of thinking of the broad picture in terms of what it takes to make some of our so-called renewable energy?
You know, this is a good point. This is our next step. We're going to start educating ourselves on renewable, alternative, green technology. I'm not that familiar with it. I know that in my drive Saturday, I saw a huge solar field in Centerburg, Ohio, and it looked good. It looked like something that was going to be easy to maintain. Sure, there's going to be expense. There's side effects to everything. But I think it's going to be a checks and balance in what is best for us in the long term.
One idea is that even though there are many problems to iron out in terms of renewable energy, that there is still a net gain in terms of the health of our environment and even the health of our political system.
I'm in agreement.